What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
Fines of up to $50,000 could fall into your lap if you carry out illegal activities in the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park World Heritage Site. We tell you more on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. The Blue and John Crow Mountains was inscribed to UNESCO's World Heritage List on July 3. The site is managed by the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust, JCDT, under an agreement with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, the implementing body of the Natural Resources Conservation Authority. Management of the cultural and natural heritage of the site is also carried out by the Maroon Councils, which sit on the Advisory Co-Management and Maroon Heritage Committees of the National Park. The site spans the parishes of Portland, St. Thomas and St. Andrew, and is protected under the Forest Natural Resources Conservation Authority and Jamaica National Heritage Trust Acts. As outlined in these pieces of legislation, certain activities are prohibited in the protected area.
Everyone must understand that there can be no lighting of fires in and around the property, no littering, no cutting down of trees, no hunting or farming of endemic species.
Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hanna. Efforts are being made to protect the site from unlawful activities including mining and quarrying and the establishment of illegal settlements.
There are penalties for breaches. Offenders may be prosecuted, serving a sentence up to 2 years, or they might receive a fine up to $50,000. The lowest fine could be up to about $10,000. However, our stakeholders believe that the fines are not stringent enough, and the JNHT is currently revising its act, and I'm sure the fees will be greatly increased.
Assistant Director of Archaeology at the Jamaica National Heritage Trust, Selvinius Walters. The fines apply to all offenses committed on the World Heritage Site, as well as the World Heritage Site Buffer Zone, which consists of just over 55,000 hectares of land around the World Heritage Site.
The Buffer Zone is that era also that is declared by the Jamaica National Heritage Trust as protected national heritage. So everything within the buffer zone is considered protected.
Assistant Director of Archaeology at the Jamaica National Heritage Trust, Sylvanus Walters. The buffer zone comprises all the Maroon communities within the Rio Grande Valley and a number of significant archaeological sites which are abandoned Maroon villages. Some common breaches in the area include the clearing of areas for subsistence farming and squatting, hunting, harvesting of forest products, and river poisoning for catching fish. Mr. Walters says that persons visiting the park should not hunt or harm birds or other endangered species, such as the Jamaican coney and the giant swallowtail butterfly. Visitors who hike on the open trails, such as the Kunha Pass Trail, are also guilty of illegally dumping plastic bags, water bottles, and other items. They are being encouraged to desist and support efforts to protect Jamaica's first World Heritage Site.
The Public Procurement Act is here, Jamaica's first standalone law regarding government procurement, geared towards maximizing efficiency, ensuring value for money, equitable treatment for suppliers, and integrity throughout the procurement process. That's the Public Procurement Act. Get informed. Learn how your business can benefit. Call the Minister of Finance and Planning for details.
We've come to the end of this week's program. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.